was a question asked in halakha, a very pertinent question that probably every businessman deals with from time to time. The question was asked if it is permissible to poach customers. What does poaching customers mean? A customer walks into one store and he's looking at products. Is it permissible for a competitor to go in and lure him out of that store before he buys and bring him into your store? Is that a legal thing according to the halakha? Although it sounds very aggressive and very businesslike, our question today is it mutar? The Hatam Sofer in his Teshuvot Siman Ayin Tet discusses this exact question, and he compares it to a case that is asur. What's the case? A fisherman that has his net, and he throws his net into the waters, and the fish come into his net. So the Hatam Sofer says, even though the fish went into his net, he has no kinyan yet. He didn't pick them up yet. They're just swimming in his net. It's forbidden for another fisherman to go now and lure the fish out of his net and bring it into the other one. Even though, again, there's no kinyan. So from there he learns that poaching customers is indeed asur. Now, if the customer's outside both stores, then everybody's equal. Everybody's able to do whatever they want in order to get the customer to come into his store. But once he walks in, already he's in the net, even though he didn't buy anything yet. And therefore, he cannot push him out. The big question comes today, and we're not going to answer this question because it's too serious of a question, and the people that are involved in this must really ask a competent dayan to get a halakhic ruling. That would be aggressive telemarketing. People, for example, sell insurance. Now, person has insurance already. So I'm calling him up and saying, listen, I know you have insurance, but mine is better, and therefore take this one. So you're really trying to take somebody who's in the net already, he's more in the net, he has the item already, and you're trying to lure him away from where he is and bring him somewhere else. Again, this is Ma'asim Shebichol Yom. This happens every single day where people are trying to take customers away from people that have existing services from somebody else. There's a big she'ela on the halakha. The poskim would rather that you wouldn't even ask if they have insurance somewhere else or service somewhere else, which means to call up innocently and say, listen, if you come to me, there's great advantages, without even prying to know if there's somewhere else. It makes it less problematic, but it doesn't make it 100% clean. So therefore, again, the basic principle, you understand, there was a case that happened in London. I'll conclude with this. What happened in London was, there was a bus company that put up signs that they're going to meet at the terminal at a certain time, and they're going to take the boys to the yeshiva to the beginning of the term, that yeshiva in Gateshead. So every hour, the buses were going to leave to take the boys to Gateshead. And they said they're going to meet at the terminal on the hour. So came an aggressive taxi driver. He said, beautiful, he came to the terminal 10 minutes before the hour, and now he's poaching all the customers that were going to take the bus. So he's bringing them into his car. They went to a dayan, they asked the dayan, they said the taxi driver's out of line. He's in the net of the bus company. Now if he would stand outside the bus company, that's another story. He's outside the terminal, let's say, so therefore he's not a problem. But to go into the place that's going into competitor store, and you're sitting there with your taxi, and you're saying, you know, $5 cheaper, come with me, I'll take you to Gateshead. So therefore the poskim said that he was in the wrong, and anybody that went with him is considered Meseyei al Edvar Havera. He's helping somebody make a sin. So you see over here, gentlemen, it's not such an easy thing, although we're allowed to make money, but the way the money is made must be made, be yeshrut.